And good evening. Welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium. We're at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. The Centennial Conference basketball tournament gets underway tonight as the Hastings St. Cecilia boys get ready to take on Columbus SCOTUS here this evening. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. I know, Coach, this is always a tough week for your basketball team, but I think it's a week that the players are really looking forward to, don't they?
Yeah, you do. You have different sections in your season, you know, before Christmas and then up to the holiday tournament, and your kids really point towards this week. And coaches do, too. You know, you want to know where your team's going to be at heading out the final stretch of the month of the season. So this tournament usually gives you a pretty good indication of, you know, what you've accomplished through the month of January, you know, what you possibly could tweak a little bit or work on towards the district run. But, you know, this is a great tournament, great conference, you know, and, you know, when we're the sixth seed playing an 11 seed, it's that deep. I mean, there just are very, very good teams all the way through it.
I was going to say, you guys sitting at 10-4 in the season, but to come in as the number six seed, obviously the top five seeds are pretty good.
Yeah, you know, you just don't, you know, we're playing a basketball team tonight at an 11 seed, and I don't think anybody really wants to play them. I mean, nobody wants to play anybody. You know, you look at your draw and you just kind of go, well, that's what we got. Let's go play. You know, and that's what I talked to the kids about. A couple of people said, well, it's a revenge game and all that. No, we can't worry about that right now. We've got to worry about trying to advance one day at a time. You know, they got us early in the season, but it's a whole different – everybody's better at this time of the year. They better be – you know, they're not going to be around long. So you hope that, you know, your kids are focused right on the moment, because if they're not, they're done, and then they you know, blew an opportunity, which I think, you know, we've got a good chance if we play well.
Chance for you to play four games this week. The championship's set on Saturday. What's it take to win this thing?
Well, I think you just got to have consistent play all the way through. There's going to be close games. You know, they're highly competitive, but the kids have to not look ahead, look at the bracket. You know, we don't even post it. So that's, I mean, the kids just know that, you know, we got to come ready to play each night and, you know, do the things that you've been doing. We're not going to try to change anything, but you got to go to your strength and you got to limit your weaknesses. And, you know, we've turned the ball over too much this year. From top to bottom, game to game, we've just had too many loosenesses with the basketball, and hopefully we'll value it a little better tonight. We've shot the ball well enough. Our free throw percentage is really well after Christmas. So some of the things we were working on earlier, but we still just need to get more consistent handle on the basketball. And I think that's one key that, you know, the team that's going to win this is probably going to be a team that takes care of the basketball.
Your team has won 5 out of your last 6. Do you feel it's kind of turned the corner now?
Yeah, we have. You know, part of that comes with, you know, adding some depth to our practices and getting more competitive there. But I just feel that, you know, kids have settled in and we've gotten the kids that we needed in the right spots. And it gives us depth and it gives us some different situations, too, where we can go big or we can go quick or we can match teams a little better on the perimeter than we could earlier in the season. So, you know, right now our kids feel like they're, you know, meshed pretty well into their roles. And anytime you can get kids to accept what they need to do, come out and play with intensity, you have a pretty good shot.
On the road over the weekend, knocking off Aquinas Catholic, had a good first quarter, not so good in the second quarter, and then third and fourth are pretty good. Talk about that, Abby.
Well, we looked pretty focused, and we were ready to play. I told the kids, you know, anytime you go on the road, it's tough, and wherever you're at. And Aquinas is a tough gym to shoot in, and we came out and played really well, got a 11-point lead after a quarter, but sometimes that lead can be misleading in a way that your kids look at it and, well, we got an 11-point lead, we can kind of change the way we're going to play. And they went to a zone defense, and we looked at an 11-point lead and thought every shot was a pretty good shot at that point and forgot about going inside out. And we adjusted a little bit at half and just told them that we have to go inside out, even if, you know, we do knock down or shoot the outside shot. And we played a lot better in the third and fourth quarter than we did in the second, but part of that was Aquinas just switching to the 1-3-1 and us not adapting very well.
Bill Hamburger, 15 points in the ball game. He probably has been the most consistent player here in the past, 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, it's nice. You could tell the minute he stepped on the floor at Sutton, we were a different basketball team. He gives us some leadership and some that calmness on the floor, guy that can handle the ball for us. We can put him on another team's best offensive player. He's a good defender, and you're right, he's consistent. You know, he's right about 15, 12 points a game every time out, and you got to have that. You got to have that one guy you know you're going to get that out of. about every night. And, you know, that's kind of the way it's been with four of our starters. They've really done a nice job of being consistent with their scoring average and rebounds and everything. We'd like them to step it up to the next level, but we'll see if that comes. You know, we're balanced, and we've never been a go-to one guy every time down type of team. So hopefully that balance stays there and Phil keeps leading us.
All right, Columbus Scotus in here tonight to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and talk about the Shamrocks as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings St. Cecilia boys coach Kevin Asher as his Blue Hawks get ready to take the floor here tonight against Columbus Scotus. Coach, this is a team that is 6-8 on the season, a team that beat you in the season opener earlier this year. Talk about the Shamrocks. I know, like you said, there's a little bit of a revenge factor in this maybe tonight.
Well, you know, the kids and the parents talk about that stuff. And coaches, you just, you know, we definitely wanted to play them. Again, we didn't know if we'd get them in the conference tournament or when it would come, if it was going to have to wait till next year. But, you know, we feel we're a lot better basketball team than we were after three practices and a few injuries and things like that. But that's past history. And like I told the kids, they're going to want to prove to a lot of people that they can play with us regardless of whether we're half strength or full strength or whatever we are. And good basketball team. They really control the ball well. They've got good guard play. Not real big, but they do a nice job of getting their shooters open off of a lot of flare screens. And so we're going to have to do a great job of communicating on the defensive side of the ball, because they got kids that can shoot the ball from three.
It looked like they're a very deep team. I think four guys scored against you the first time around.
Yeah, you know, when you had, I think they had 40 points, 38 of them came out of three guys, and they're the three leading scorers all year long. But they've been consistent, too, just like we talked about earlier. They come out and they get three guys close to double figures all the time. And then, you know, one of these guys is capable. You know, the Van Cure, the Onutka, or the Bolte kid are capable of going off for, you know, 20 points. So you got to do a great job on all three of those guys. And then their role players, that's the one thing I've noticed on them. Number 12, the Lamb kid, he's a sophomore. He didn't play a lot against us the first time, but I notice now he's really starting to be confident as a sophomore, more of a junior-type player. And then number 22, Spinner, the last film I saw, he hit 2 out of 4 from three-point range. So they're well-balanced now, and their coach does a great job of getting their kids open, and that's what we got to really concentrate on is the defensive side of the ball. If we can limit them to one shot, I think we have a great chance.
What's this team like to do offensively and defensively?
Well, they like to control tempo. I've seen where they've scored, you know, games in the 40s, and then they can, you know, it just kind of depends on who they're playing. So I think tonight, you know, that I don't think they're going to run up and down the floor. But they really like to get into their sets, and they do a lot of, like I said before, they're doing a lot of cutting and screening for their three main scorers, and a lot of motion offense. You know, in the past couple games, they've played some junk defense. They've come out in a triangle and two against Norfolk Catholic, and it had some success in that early in the ball game. I think it was 9-6 after one quarter. They can play man-to-man, and they'll really pack it in. The last time we played them, Zach had 3 to 4 guys on him every time he touched it. So we've got to do a great job of realizing what are good shots and still get him the ball, and he's going to have to work real hard to get, you know, his points and his touches. So hopefully we can do a great job of getting him the ball. If we shoot the ball well, it's really going to open things up in the interior.
Okay, collect that.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the Wall of Honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through EcoTrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium. We're at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Tonight, a first-round matchup, Hastings St. Cecilia, number 6 seed here in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, getting set to take on Columbus SCOTUS. The Shamrocks come in as the number 11 seed. St. Cecilia currently 10-4 on the season. The SCOTUS Shamrocks are 6-8. We will take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. As we mentioned, Hastings St. Cecilia, a record of 10 wins, 4 losses on the season. The Hawks have won their last 5 games. They've won 5 games in a row. Before that, they lost to Gretna. They also got a win over Ogallala. So the Hawks have kind of turned the corner as of late. They beat Aquinas Catholic over the weekend, 45-33. Also during this stretch, a win over Lexington, 61-29. They beat Kearney Catholic in overtime, 67-61. They beat Lincoln Christian, 55-48. Their loss was to Gretna, 43-40. And also a win during this stretch over Ogallala, 61-28. So they've won 5 out of 6 as they enter the ball game here tonight. Columbus SCOTUS coming in, a record of 6 wins and 8 losses. They dropped their last game to Archbishop Bergen on Saturday, 65-54. SCOTUS does own a win over St. Cecilia in the opening game of the season. Hawks came off their football championship, had 4 practices, and they played Columbus SCOTUS and got beat to start the season by a score of 40-35. So that's the revenge factor we talked about during the pregame show here tonight. St. Cecilia will go with their regular starting lineup here tonight. Mike Hannon, a 6'1" junior. Also, Matt Kissinger, 6'1" junior. Chase Bassett, 5'11" sophomore. Phil Hamburger, a 6'2" junior. And Zach Stirrup, a 6'10" senior, in the starting lineup here tonight for St. Cecilia. Derek Lahm, a 6-foot sophomore, starts for Columbus Scotus. Josh Spinner, a 6-foot junior. Alex Bolte, a 6-foot 3-inch junior. Brady Van Kerr, the 6-foot 2 and senior. And Ryan Onuka, a 6-foot junior, getting a start for Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia dressed in their homestanding white uniforms. They immediately go backdoor. Stirrup grabs the ball, shoots, and scores. So St. Cecilia controls the opening tip. They go backdoor, and Zach Stirrup knocks it down through the hole there, and St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ballgame. The winner of this one will move on to the second round of the Centennial Conference Tournament tomorrow night. So 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia is out on top. The Hawks will start off in this man-to-man defense. The Shamrocks can be a very patient basketball team. They average only 45.3 points per ballgame. They will look for the open shot. That's Onuka with the ball down there in the corner on the left side. Goes down to Bolte. Bolte bounce pass back out on top to Spinner. Josh Spinner holding the ball here. Again, Scotus averaging 45.3 points per ball game on offense. They give up 52 points per ball game on defense. Here's Onuka with the ball. Goes down in the corner to Lahm. His shot is up and in, a 3-pointer. Derek Lahm scores there for Columbus Scotus, and the Shamrocks are out on top with a score of 3-2. St. Cecilia down with the ball down the right sideline. Mike Hannon has got it. Hannon down to Phil Hamburger. Comes cross court. Now to Kissinger. Holds the ball. Goes inside to Stirrup. Back outside to Chase Bassett. Over to Hamburger. Dribble penetration. Is running one-hander. Good. Hamburger scores, and St. Cecilia back out on top now by the score of 4-3 in the basketball game here tonight. Scotus shooting to our basket to our right. There's an attempted steal by Hamburger, and he picks up a personal foul instead. Hamburger trying to take the ball away there from Brady Van Kerr of Columbus Scotus. Draws the personal foul instead. So the score is 4-3. St. Cecilia with the lead as Columbus Scotus will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. They'll get it into a Ryan Onuka. He is averaging 9 points per ball game. Over on the left side to Josh Spinner. Circles around, takes it to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Josh Spinner hits the field goal for Columbus Scotus. And the Shamrocks go back out on top. Seesaw battle here throughout the first couple of minutes. Now 5-4 the score. Facing St. Cecilia. Trailing here in the ball game. Hamburger has got the ball now for the Hawks out here in three-point territory. Swings it left side to Chase Bassett. Columbus Scotus is in a zone defense to begin the ball game. Matt Kissinger on the far sideline. Cross court to Bassett. Inside his stirrup. Here's a pass inside to Kissinger, and a foul is going to be called. They got the ball inside to a Kissinger right in the lane, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Derek Lahm. That's going to be his first and a first team foul on the Shamrocks here in the basketball game. Going to the free throw line. Nope, no foul shots here. It was before the shot. So it'll be Hamburger playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 5:58 to play here in the first quarter. 5-4. Columbus Scotus out on top. Chase Bassett with the ball to Kissinger. Down to Hamburger on the right sideline. Dribble penetration. Throws it over here to Chase Bassett. Left side of the lane. Bassett back out between the rings to Kissinger. Down to Hamburger. Free throw line extended right side. Down in the corner, Mike Cannon. Down to Hamburger. Inside to Stirrup with his back to the basket. Spins. Puts it up there. Shot's going to be too strong. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's brought down here by Columbus Scotus. Here come the Shamrocks back the other way. Columbus Scotus with a one-point lead. Shamrocks have the ball. That's a Josh Spinner on the wing on the left side. Moves it down in the corner to Lahm. Back down in the corner to a Boldy. A shot, an air ball. No good from three-point range. Rebound comes down to Mike Cannon. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Chase Bassett. Bassett out on top. Now to Kissinger. Kissinger looks to the zone. Now over to a Mike Cannon on the right sideline. Lahm's down low on the block to a Stirrup. Back outside. Here's a Hamburger shot from three. No good. Ball tapped to the corner. Goes out of bounds. Now we're going to have a foul called here on Columbus Scotus. So the Shamrocks will be guilty of a foul. It's going to go on Ryan Onuka. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Shamrocks. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They give way out on top to Kissinger. Over to Hannon on the wing on the right side. Down to Hamburger. Lobs it back inside to Stirrup. Grabs the ball. And he misses the easy one. Tip try by Stirrup is good. Zach Stirrup now with 4 points in the basketball game. It's a 6-5 ball game now. He's seeing St. Cecilia with the lead. Under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. There's a Brady Van Kura with the ball now for Columbus Scotus. Dribbles to the top of the key. Ball poked away. Van Kura picks it back up. Now his pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Kissinger got his hands on it there for St. Cecilia, but the ball tipped out of bounds. Columbus Scotus will play things in. 4:42 to play first quarter. 6-5. St. Cecilia with the lead. The Shamrocks play things in. The Spinner in backcourt. Walks it across the midcourt stripe here. St. Cecilia stays with their man defense. Over to Lahm. Free throw line extended left side. Derek Lahm comes out between the rings now to Ryan Onuka. Behind his screen, Onuka bounce pass to the right side to Van Kura. Moves it down in the corner to Lahm. Dribble penetration, jump pass to the far sideline. Deep in the left corner, his shot is put up there. It's no good by Spinner, and the rebound comes down to Stirrup. Outlet passes through the fingertips of Hamburger, and it's brought down here by Columbus Scotus. Picking up the ball is Josh Spinner. He's got it down in 3-point territory here for the Shamrocks. Picked up by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. To the near sideline, Derek Lahm has got it. Lahm out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Dribbles to the top of the key, goes over in the wing on the left side to Onuka. His shot for three is no good. Kissinger grabs the rebound. 6-5, St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. Hawks have the basketball. Here comes Matt Kissinger back with it now into the offensive scoring zone. Over to Mike Cannon, free throw line extended left side. Comes back out to Kissinger. Now to Hamburger on the right wing. Lobs it back inside again to Zach Stirrup. Now to Hamburger in the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. Hamburger had it. He lost it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Brady Van Kurup of Columbus Scotus. Ryan Sheehy comes into the ball game. Cesar Tino comes in now for the Blue Hawks. Coming out is going to be Chase Bassett and also Mike Cannon. 3:33 to play here in the first quarter. Seesaw opening period here. 6-5 is the score. Hawks have the lead. There's Matt Kissinger out here in 3-point territory. Columbus Scotus is still in a zone defense here. Kissinger drives it to the elbow on the left side of the lane. Jump pass goes over to the far side. That's Hamburger with the ball. They bring it to the near sideline. It's Cesar Tino. Drives the baseline, puts it up off the window, and scores. Cesar Tino scores, and St. Cecilia has got a 3-point lead now. 8-5 is the score. 3:08 to play here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gym. Here's a Josh Spinner with the ball. Goes down in the corner to Derek Lahm. Lahm dribbles to his right, circles around, takes it down the lane. Running one-hander, he backs one home. Derek Lahm scores for Columbus Scotus. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Shamrocks back to within one. 8-7 is the score. Here's Kissinger with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Kissinger out on top to Hamburger. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. That's going to be Kissinger dribbling with it now, still against his zone defense. Out to Hamburger, now to Cesar Tino. Free throw line extended right side. Tino puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key to Hamburger. Back to Cesar on the wing on the right side. Cesar Tino moves it down in the corner to Sheehy. Entry pass down low to get it to Hamburger. Back to the left side of the lane. Here's Kissinger. His shot in the lane. Good. Matt Kissinger takes the ball into the paint and scores. That's his first field goal. And the Hawks are out on top now by 3 points. It's 10-7. 2:15 to play here in the first quarter. Columbus Scotus back with the ball. Ryan Onuka has got it. Free throw line extended right side, trying to get away. Onuka gets it out here to Josh Spinner. Back to Onuka on the right sideline. Picked up there by Sheehy of St. Cecilia. They get it inside. Now to Brady Van Kura. His shot's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Stirrup now gets it in the hands of Kissinger to Hamburger. Back to Kissinger. Back to Hamburger on the wing on the right side. Hamburger holds the ball against the zone. Back out on top again to Kissinger. Down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Bombs away from three. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Alex Bolte of Columbus Scotus. Down the near sideline to Van Kura. Has the basketball stripped away. It's picked up by Kissinger. Kissinger runs her back the other way. Two on two. There's a feed to Hamburger. Shot is up there. It's good and he fouled. So Hamburger gets the field goal for St. Cecilia and he's fouled in the play. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line here to try to make this a 3-point play. The foul is going to go on Alex Bolte of Columbus Scotus. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Shamrocks. Mike Cannon comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Kissinger will check out. 12-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The Shamrocks beat St. Cecilia in the season opener tonight, or actually the season opener this year, 40-35, way back in December. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in, so Hamburger gets a 3-point play. He's already got 5 points. He's going to check out now. Quick breather here, and Chase Bassett comes back in there. So 13-7, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Early in the ball game from the Chapman Gym, Derek Lahm has got it now. Runs it into the forecourt against his Cesar Tino. Comes to the near sideline. They get it to Onuka. Takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound. Mike Cannon, near sideline now to Chase Bassett. Moves it down to the baseline. Ryan Sheehy. Sheehy back out on top. That's Bassett with the ball. Now to Mike Cannon, left side of the lane. Moves it down to the baseline. Here's Stirrup again. Entry pass. They get it to Sheehy. Shot is up and in. Ryan Sheehy right in front of the basket. Gets the assist from Zach Stirrup. And St. Cecilia now out on top by 8 points here in the first quarter. It is 15-7. Scotus through the ball, deep in the left corner. His shot for three is put up there. It's going to be no good by Onuka. And the rebound comes down to Hannon. The Hawks with 48 seconds to play here in the first. Mike Hannon with the ball for the Blue Hawks. Hannon comes over here to Cesar Tino. Down on the baseline now to Sheehy. Holds the ball underneath the bucket now to Stirrup. His shot is up there. It's good. Zach Stirrup now with 6 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia out to a 10-point lead. It is 17-7. Hawks have scored the last 7 points here in the ball game. There's a three-pointer put up there from the left side. It's going to be no good there by Vancura. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it was last touch by St. Cecilia. Giving chase to the loose ball there was Hannon. He couldn't come up with it, so it goes out of bounds. And Columbus Scotus will play things in. Here comes Simon Ostrander into the ball game now. Simon coming back from that knee injury. He's played the last couple of ball games now for St. Cecilia. 21.2 seconds to play in the first quarter, 17-7. Lou Hawks have the lead. Boys High School basketball action for you tonight on 1230 KHIS. Columbus Scotus with the ball in their offensive zone. Vancura comes out on top now to a spinner, drives it down the right side of the lane, throws it down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Connor Sackett. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia, back the other way, driving for the hole is Bassett. His shot is up there, it's good. An off-balance shot at the buzzer there for St. Cecilia. Goes down to the hole, and that was a good first quarter for the Hawks. First quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. First round of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament here tonight. The score after one, St. Cecilia 19, Columbus go to 7.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. 19-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the early lead here over Columbus Scotus. The Shamrocks will get the ball first to begin this second period. There's Lom. He pounds the ball inside to Boldy. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around and is picked up in the lane here by Hannon. Hannon takes it to the Ostrander on the right sideline. Gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Simon Ostrander dribbling with the ball. Out here to Hamburger. Down in the corner to Mike Hannon. Back out to Hamburger as Columbus Scotus stays with his zone defense. Ostrander has got it down the deep wing on the right side. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. Hamburger grabs it on the dribble, takes it down to the baseline, and his pass is out of bounds. Trying to send it down to the baseline left to right and threw it out of bounds. That's the second turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. The Hawks have been averaging 12 turnovers per ballgame. They forced 13 on their defensive end. 19-7, the Hawks have scored the last 9 points here in the ballgame. Columbus Scotus with the ball. Here's Onuka with it now. Onuka to Vancura. Vancura fakes the three, now drives the ball against Hamburger. The ball is going to be stripped away. It is picked up by Stirrup. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be thrown to the corner. It goes out of bounds. Scope tried to catch up with it for St. Cecilia, but the pass was too long. It goes out of bounds. The third turnover on the Blue Hawks. Just underway here in the second quarter. 19-7, St. Cecilia with the lead. The winner against Lincoln Christian tomorrow night in Lincoln. There's a Brady Vancura on the dribble, comes out into three-point territory. Vancura comes across the top. That's going to be Spinner with it now. Spinner comes over to Derek Lom. He drives the ball against Hannon. Gives it up now, back out into three-point territory. The Onuka, the ball tipped away there by Skoke of St. Cecilia. Onuka picks it back up. Down to Derek Lom. Lom brings it back to the right sideline. That's Ryan Onuka. He drives the ball, spins right side of the lane, puts it up off of the window. It's up and in. Ryan Onuka scoring there for Columbus Scotus. That's his first field goal in the ball game, and it is now a 19-9 ball game. As St. Cecilia is out to a 10-point lead. Here's a Simon Ostrander with the ball. Ostrander out to Hamburger. Hamburger holds it again against the zone. Looks and comes over here to Tim Skoke. Back out to Hamburger. Now to Ostrander on the right wing. Down on the baseline. That Stirrup steps away. Fires up a 15-footer. It's not going to be up there. No good. Lom grabs the rebound for Columbus Scotus. So Derek Lom has got the ball for the Shamrocks. Into the forecourt now to Ryan Onuka. They move it down in the corner on the left side. Dribbling with the basketball is going to be Spinner. Circles around, drives it down to paint. The ball poked away. It goes out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hannon. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Kissinger. Coming out will be Simon Ostrander. 5:54 to play here in the second quarter, 19-9. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Skodas with the basketball, back out on top. Boldy has got it, top of the key. Moves it over here on the wing on the right side. The ball poked away from Onuka. It's still loose. It comes into the backcourt. It was deflected off of the fingertips of Stokes, so no over and back violation. Skoda's back. Here's a long-range jumper from the left side. No good by Spinner. Now we got a foul and a rebound. A personal foul called here on the rebound by on Skoda's as Stokes went down underneath the hole there. Onuka picks up the personal foul for the Shamrocks. That's his second. Team foul number four on Columbus Skoda's here in the ballgame. 5:38 to play in the second quarter. 19-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. You're listening to the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia with the ball and the lead. Here's Hamburger. Entry pass to get it inside to Kissinger. Dribbles back out into three-point territory on the right side of the lane. Stops there. Lobs it back inside to Stirrup. Double team. Back out to Scope. Now left side to Hannon. His shot good. Mike Hannon just inside the three-point ring scores. And the Blue Hawks now lead by a score of 22-9. And now Columbus Scotus wants to call a timeout. Scotus calls the timeout. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 22, Columbus Scotus 9.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team will be in action in the Centennial Conference Tournament tomorrow night. Hawkettes will have a home game against either Archbishop Bergen or Lincoln Lutheran. Game time will be established after those two teams meet tonight in Lincoln. So the winner will move on to play the Hawkettes tomorrow night right back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. 21-9 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Columbus Scotus. Shamrocks have the basketball. Van Kerr has got it. Right side of the lane. Spinning, can't put up a shot. Comes out now to Josh Spinner. Down to the left side to Lam. His long-range jumper is put up there short. Rebound comes down to Mike Hannon. Hannon right-handed dribble down the far sideline. Hannon has got the ball over to Kissinger. Now to Phil Hamburger. Back out to Kissinger. Top of the key. Penetrates to the free throw line. Won't put up a shot. Comes back to Hamburger. Out on top again to Kissinger. Spins it off on the right side. That's a Cesar Tino with the ball now. Tino dribbles with it. Comes out to Kissinger. Now to Hamburger. Inside to Stirrup. Then sliding down the lane. Nice pass. Kissinger grabs it. Shoots and scores. Stirrup gets the second assist in the ball game. Matt Kissinger scores there for the Blue Hawks. Nice ball movement by St. Cecilia. And it is now 23-9. Here's a shot for the baseline. Up and in. That's a Josh Spinner. Spinner hits his second field goal of the ball game. And it's 23-11 now. Matt Kissinger has got it. Left side of the lane for the Blue Hawks. Kissinger dribbles with the ball. Sends it over on the right side to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger down to Hannon. Holds it. Lobs it inside to Stirrup. Back out to Hannon. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. The ball tapped up there. It's no good by Hamburger, and he's fouled in a play. Hamburger is down now for St. Cecilia. Slow and getting up. Right side of the lane. A personal foul is going to be whistled. It's going to be whistled on Connor Sackett for Columbus Scotus. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number five on the Shamrocks, so no free throws here. Into the ball game now will be Aaron Alexander for Scotus. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Kissinger out of top to Cesar Tino. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Alexander for Columbus Scotus. Alexander gets it away now to Josh Spinner. Into the forecourt. The Hawks stay with their man-to-man defense here in the second quarter. Down in the corner is going to be Alex Bolte moving with the ball. Works against his stirrup. Inside the free throw circle. Now reverses the ball. Gets it back to the left wing. A shot is up and in. A three-pointer. Brady Van Kura hits the three ball there for Columbus Scotus. Now a nine-point lead for St. Cecilia. 23-14. Hawks with the ball. Here's a Kissinger with it. Trying to penetrate against the zone. Then backs it on out of there. Comes out to Cesar Tino on the near sideline. Tino puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now Kissinger. Back to Caesar on the wing on the left side. Caesar Tino holds the ball. Cross court pass. Goes down in the corner to Hamburger. Dumps it away. Stirrup grabs it. Shoots and misses the easy one. Rebound. Hannon follow shot. He misses that one. And the rebound comes down to Alex Bolte. Two quick shots right there at point-blank range, and they couldn't convert. Back the other way, contact made as Vancouver goes to the hole and scores, and a foul is called in St. Cecilia. Hannon commits the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Grady Vancouver scores for Columbus Scotus. He's now got 5 points in the basketball game, and Vancouver goes to the free throw line now for the Shamrocks. They're trying to make this a three-point play. It's now 23-16. The shot from the line is up there. Rims off, no good. Tap try, no good, and the rebound comes down to Stirrup. So St. Cecilia with the ball and a 7-point lead here in the second quarter. Here's a Kissinger with it. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Hamburger between the rings. Over to Caesar Tino on the wing on the right side. Caesar picks up the dribble. Ball high above his head. Holding it. He's still got it. Caesar Tino finally gets rid of it. He gets it into the hands of Hamburger. Comes back to Kissinger on the left side of the lane. Kissinger dribbling to the ball in 3-point territory. Stops, bounce pass comes over here to Hamburger. 2:20 to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia leading by 7, 23-16. Kissinger has got it on the wing on the right side. Kissinger holds the ball, comes out between the rings to Mike Cannon. One and done as he sends it over here on the left side to Hamburger. Back to Hannon. Down to Kissinger on the right side. They get it to Stirrup. Down to Hannon in the lane. His little short jumper is going to be no good. Rebound. Hamburger puts a man in the air, shoots and scores. Bill Hamburger now with 7 points in the basketball game. That is now 25-16. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead under 2 minutes to play. Here in the second quarter, long-range jumper, Bolte from three, a shot no good. Hannon has the rebound for St. Cecilia. Hannon grabs it, holds it with two hands, then gets it over to Phil Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Now to Kissinger. Kissinger on the left side of the lane, spins, takes it to the free throw line, jump pass over to Hamburger, 4-3, and it's off of the mark, no good. Rebound is loose in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Scotus. It's going to go on Josh Spinner. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7. I believe team foul number 7 on Columbus Scotus. There's that 6. Team foul number 6 on Scotus. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. Skok is in for Mike Cannon. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Hamburger. Slides to the bucket. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouled again. And Phil Hammer goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Vancouver of Columbus Scotus. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 now on the Shamrocks. Phil Hamburger to the free throw line. He's already got 7 points in the ball game. 3 field goals, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Make it 2 of 2 as that one goes down through the hole. St. Cecilia has improved their free throw shooting the past couple of weeks. Their team is now at 55% from the charity stripe, 45% from the field, and 35% from 3-point territory. Second shot is going to be no good. We got a 2 to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Tim Skok on the rebound. Skok picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Blue Hawks. 26-16, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead here in the second period. The Hawks stay with a man-to-man defense. Over to a Brady Vancouver. Vancouver dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory against Hamburger. Sends it down in the corner. That's a Spinner with the ball. Josh Spinner brings it up high. Now trying to dribble inside the ball. Is lost. It is loose, and now a kicking violation is called in St. Cecilia. Spinner was down on the seat of his pants trying to get rid of it, and a kicking violation is called on the Blue Hawks. So it's going to be Columbus Scotus inbounding the ball right in front of the Blue Hawk bench. Derek Lahm will play things in, gets it to Spinner. Now Lahm, free throw line extended right side, works against Caesar Tino. Lahm out here in 3-point territory, gets rid of it now. Vancouver has got it, slides between a couple of defenders, contact made, foul called. Vancouver driving the ball into the hole, and he's fouled in the play there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Blue Hawks. Bassett comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, and going out is going to be Hamburger. So it's 26-16, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Vancouver gets it out here to Alex Bully at the top of the key. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Josh Spinner. Holds the ball down to Bully, puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now Spinner on the wing. Spinner lobs the ball inside. Grabbing the ball is Vancouver. He can't go for the shot. Goes down in the corner to Bolte. His three-pointer no good. Follow shot is up there no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Scotus ball. Aaron Alexander also got a crack at things underneath the hole there and could not convert. So it's going to be Scotus inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole with 32 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Bolte comes to the near sideline. To Vancouver. Vancouver dribbles out here. Vancouver works against Chase Bassett. Vancouver has still got the ball with 19 seconds to go. Dribbling with it here, and we'll see if Skodas goes for the final shot here. They're trailing by 10 points in the ball game. Vancouver checks the clock. We're down to 10 seconds to go. He gets rid of it now to Lam. Lam works against his Cesar Tino, and he throws the ball out of bounds right through the fingertips of Alex Bolte. Out of bounds, the third turnover on Skodas, but now the Shamrocks give the ball to St. Cecilia here with 4.8 seconds to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia will play things in backcourt. Cesar Tino will play things in. Does so to Stirrup. Down the right sideline. Stirrup still got the ball. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. His shot is up there. Rims off no good. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime. Boys High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 26 and Columbus Scotia 16.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes. At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that blue is coming up on April 9th. Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotia squaring off here tonight in the opening round of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. The winner moves on to round number two. Tomorrow, they would be in Lincoln to take on Lincoln Christian. That's a team that is the number three seed overall in the Centennial Conference Tournament. The loser is actually going to play again tomorrow. They've added another round to the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament here for 2010-2011. So all teams are guaranteed at least two games. So they actually have a loser's bracket of the conference tournament for the first time. But Hastings St. Cecilia with a win here would move on to play Lincoln Christian in the quarterfinals tomorrow night in Lincoln. If that's the case, we'll stay with the Hawks tomorrow. We'll have all the coverage for you right here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia girls will open up play on their half of the Centennial Conference Tournament tomorrow night as they will play the winner of tonight's game between Archbishop Bergen and Lincoln Lutheran. That game will be at either 6 or 6:30 here at the Chapman Gymnasium, depending on which team wins that particular game tonight in Lincoln. So again, our score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Columbus Scotus. The score is 26-16. Hawks got out to a three-point lead with about 3 minutes to play in the first quarter at 8-5 and again at 10-7. They increased the lead to 13-7, then 15-7, then 17-7, and then 19-7. That was your first quarter score, 19-7, as the Hawks scored the last 9 points of the first quarter. St. Cecilia maintained that lead throughout much of the second quarter. They've got a 10-point advantage now at halftime. The score is St. Cecilia 26 and Columbus Scotus 16. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, non-stop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, 26-16 our score. The Blue Hawks out on top of the Shamrocks here tonight. St. Cecilia being led so far by Phil Hamburger. He's got three field goals, and he is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. 8 points for Hamburger. Zach Stirrup has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Matt Kissinger, 2 field goals and 4. Other scores for St. Cecilia, Mike Hannon has got a field goal for 2. Chase Bassett has got a field goal, 2 points. Cesar Tino, a field goal and 2 points. Ryan Sheehy has got a field goal and 2. St. Cecilia, only 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. In fact, Phil Hamburger is the only guy to get to the charity stripe here in the first 16 minutes of the ball game. Columbus Scotus being led so far by Derek Lom and also Brady Van Kura, each player with 5 points here in the ball game. Lama has got a 3-pointer, and he's got a 2-point field goal, 5 points for him. Brady Van Kerr has got a 3 and a 2. He's 0 for 1 from the free throw line for his 5 points. Josh Spender has got a couple of field goals and 4. And Ryan Onuka has got a field goal and 2 points. Columbus Scotus has shot only 1 free throw here in the first half. They are 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Scotus unofficially 3 turnovers in the ballgame. Hastings St. Cecilia also with 3 turnovers in this contest. So again, the Blue Hawks out on top of Columbus Scotus tonight. The score is 26-16. Elsewhere in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, games going on tonight. Aquinas is playing in Lincoln against Lincoln Lutheran. The other game on the top half of the bracket has Concordia playing at Council Bluffs St. Albert. They've got Hastings St. Cecilia here against Scotus. And the other game in the bottom half of the bracket has got Mount Michael up against Boys Town. The team's receiving the opening round byes include Archbishop Bergen, also Newman, and also Lincoln Christian and Grand Island Central Catholic. They will all play respective winners coming up tomorrow. The semifinals will be played on Friday at Lincoln Christian High School, and the finals will be played on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, also at Lincoln Christian. Games going on the girls' side of the bracket tonight. You've got Scotus playing in Council Bluffs against Council Bluffs St. Albert. Grand Island Central Catholic is playing at Lincoln Christian tonight. Boys Town is playing at Newman. And Bergen is playing Lincoln Lutheran. You've got Aquinas, the number 1 seed. They'll play tomorrow. Concordia is the number 3 seed. And Hastings St. Cecilia, the number 2 seed. The Hawkettes will play the winner of Archbishop Bergen and Lincoln Lutheran tomorrow night. They tell us that if Archbishop Bergen wins that game, the St. Cecilia we'll play at 6:30 tomorrow night. If Lincoln Lutheran wins that ball game, the tip will be at 6. So keep that in mind if you want to follow the Hawkins tomorrow. The semifinals on the girls' side of things will be played on Thursday nights, also at Lincoln Christian. And then the girls' championship Saturday afternoon at 4:15, also at Lincoln Christian. 26-16 is our score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Columbus SCOTUS. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHAS, a special Monday night edition of high school basketball for you tonight. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead, 26-16 is the score. Hawks will have the opening possession here in the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. As they attack now, the zone defense is going to skate with his zone. They worked it sideline to sideline. Hamburger out on top now. They get it to Chase Bassett. Now to Kissinger. Dribble penetration. Dumps the ball down low. Hannon mishandles the ball. Goes out of bounds. But it was poked out of his hands there by Derek Lom. So St. Cecilia will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway here in the second half. The Hawks have a 10-point lead. Here's a Mike Hannon with the ball. Hannon comes out on top now to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger down to Hamburger. Free throw line extended right side. Back out to Kissinger. Top of the key, Kissinger, bounce pass, left side, Chase Bassett, comes back out on top, it's going to be intercepted. Onuka intercepts the ball, brings it back one on two, his shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Picked up by Hamburger in the lane. Hamburger picks it up on the hop, so the turnover doesn't hurt anything. No points scored on the old board there for Columbus SCOTUS, and St. Cecilia's got the ball back here, still leading by 10. Here's a Kissinger, deep in the corner to the right side, entry pass, they get it to Hannon, his shot's going to be partially deflected, it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Alex Bolte got his hands on it there for SCOTUS. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side again. Hamburger will trigger things in for the Hawks. Comes way out on top. That's a Chase Bassett with it. 25 feet away from the basket. Bounce pass goes over to the left side. Matt Kissinger down in the corner. They get it to a Phil Hamburger. Back down on the low block on the right side. They get it to Chase Bassett. Nice pass inside to Hamburger, and he lays it in. Bassett gets the assist. Hamburger gets the field goal. And it's now a 28-16 ball game. The biggest lead of the ball game now for the Blue Hawks over the Shamrocks of SCOTUS. On their wing on the right side is going to be Brady Van Kura. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Three-pointer, bingo. Brady Van Kura scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. He averages 13.7 on the season. He scored 13 points the last time these two teams played up in Columbus to start the season. It's now 28-19. Safe to say with the ball. That's Stirrup. Nice pass inside. They get it to Bassett. Contact made. Traveling violation. Bassett sliding down the lane. Lost his balance there. And a traveling violation is called on Bassett. That's going to be 5 turnovers now on St. Cecilia. Into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks. It's going to be Ryan Sheehy. And coming out is going to be Bassett. 6:07 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of Columbus SCOTUS by the score of 28-19. SCOTUS will bring the ball back. They bring it across the midcourt stripe here. Josh Spinner has got it. Spinner over on the wing on the right side to Onuka. Puts it on the floor. Now reverses the ball. Gets it over to Brady Van Kura. Dribbles inside the paint. And we got a foul called. A foul called there. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Sheehy. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number one on St. Cecilia. Here in the second half. SCOTUS will inbound the ball. It's going to be Brady Van Kura. Comes way out on top now to Bolte. Bolte. Works it right to left across the top of the key on the dribble. Hands it away now to Josh Spinner. Spinner now to Brady Van Kura. Works against Hamburger. Trying to drive it. Loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. Sheehy grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Sheehy has got it now to Hamburger. He drives inside. Dumps it off the Stirrup. And he slams one home. Zach Stirrup stuffs one home on the assist from Hamburger. SCOTUS turns the ball away. For the fourth time here in the ballgame, Zach Stirrup gets a stuff here. That makes the score 30-19. Dribble penetration. That's going to be Onuka driving the ball in the hole, and a foul is going to be called. That ignites the crowd a little bit as Zach Stirrup stuffs one home. But now a personal foul is called here on St. Cecilia. And going to the free throw line is going to be Ryan Onuka. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Sheehy. So Onuka goes to the free throw line here for Columbus Scotus. His shot is up there, and it's good. That's 3 points now by Ryan Onuka. He's a 72% foul shooter in the season. He's now 17 out of 23 from the free throw line. Ryan Onuka will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is up there. He rattles that baby home, so he's got 4 points in the ball game. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 9 points again at 30 to 21. And now Columbus Scotus applying some pressure here in backcourt. Hamburger, jump pass, brings it across the 10-second line. They get it to Stirrup. Stirrup now to Kissinger. He'll set things up. Kissinger trying to penetrate. Down the left side of the wing. Gives it up. Hamburger, 4-3. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound. Hannon. His shot no good, and the foul is called. Hannon pulls that baby out of the air. Not a very good shot thrown up there by Hamburger from the left sideline. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Derek Lom. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number one on Scotus here in the second half. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead to play it in to Sheehy. Now to Kissinger, dribbles to the free throw line. Now retreats back out here into 3-point territory. Picked up defensively by Spinner. Comes over to Hamburger. Now to Kissinger. High post. They get it to Sheehy. The ball poked away. It is loose and it's picked up here by Derek Lom. Turnover number six on St. Cecilia. 30 to 21. The Hawks with a 9-point lead. Here's a Ryan Onuka with the ball. Onuka sticks it over in the right wing. Now to Brady Vancura. Gets away, dribbles inside. The ball poked away by Stirrup. Picked up by Vancura again. Vancura now to Spinner. Back outside to Onuka. They come across the top. Now they pound it down low on the low block right side to Bolte. Bolte back outside to Ryan Onuka. Two-handed pass goes to the top of the key to Spinner. Grinds the ball down the lane. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rims out of there, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Mike Hannon. Hannon down the far sideline. They get it to Kissinger. Kissinger, cross-court pass, comes over here on the right side. They get it to a Hamburger, back to the left side. That's Kissinger, takes it down on the baseline, and shot no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound, Hamburger. Nice pass down the baseline, is over to Sheehy, and the shot is up and in. Hamburger sends that one right to left across the baseline down here in the lane. Sheehy gets the field goal. He's now got 4 points in the contest. St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead. Here's Bolte. His shot no good, but he's hammered on the play as Bolte goes sliding out of bounds on the seat of his pants. A foul here is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. And going to the free throw line is going to be Alex Bolte. The foul is going to go on Sheehy. They got him now with two personal fouls. Bolte to the free throw line. He has not scored so far tonight, and he still hasn't. His first free throw is off of the front iron. No good. Bolte is a 68% foul shooter on the season. Bolte is 11 out of 16, now 11 out of 17. He scored 10 points in that season-opening win over St. Cecilia, 40 to 35 up there in Columbus. Here comes the next shot from Alex Bolte. It's up, it's good, so he hits one out of two. The St. Cecilia lead is now 10. We are in the third quarter with 11:43 to play. It is 32-22. St. Cecilia back with the ball in their offensive zone. Stirrup comes to Hamburger, now the wing to Mike Hannon. Back out to Hamburger. Entry pass. They get the ball in the high post. That's Stirrup. Down on the baseline. Now to Hannon. His shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Vancura. Brady Vancura runs her back the other way with a right-handed dribble. And now will hold up. Gets it into the hands of Josh Spinner. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense here in this third quarter. There's Alex Bolte with the ball. The ball is going to be poked away here by Stirrup. It is loose. It is knocked into the backcourt. The chase is on. It's going to be retrieved here by Vancura of Columbus Scotus. Vancura gets it to Spinner. Now down on the baseline. Here's Bolte. His shot from 10. Rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Cesar Tino on the weak side. Scotus has missed a ton of easy shots here in the third quarter. The Blue Hawks still leading by 10 points. That was the halftime margin. It is now 32-22. We're down to 2:48 to play. Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger comes out now to Sheehy at the top of the key. Nearly intercepted. Now sends it down to Hannon. Hannon sends it into the lane there to Stirrup, and a foul is going to be called. Alex Bolte picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two on the Shamrocks here in the second half. Here comes Bassett into the ball game. Tim Scope comes in. Sheehy's going to check out. Mike Hannon will check out. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. They get it to Stirrup deep in a corner. Two-handed pass goes cross court. Chase Bassett grabs it. Bassett comes out to Cesar Tino, not a Hamburger. Hamburger, dribble penetration, stomps in the lane, jump pass, goes down in the corner. Cesar Tino for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Aaron Alexander for Columbus Scotus. Right sideline down to Vancura. Gets away. Stops at the elbow. Right side of the lane. Comes over to Spenner. Now deep in the corner. Left side to Bolte. Behind the screen, Bolte moves it back to the right side of the lane. Now gives it up into 3-point territory to Ryan Onuka. Onuka picked up there by Cesar Tino. Here's Bolte at the top of the key. The ball poked away by Skoke. Picked back up here by Alex Bolte. He's in trouble. Now he's double-teamed. Gets it away to Brady Vancura. We're down to a minute and 57 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Vancura drives it down the left side of the lane, down to the baseline, and now retreats back out here into 3-point territory. Onuka has got the ball behind his screen. Dumps it off inside. It's mishandled there. Mishandled by the Shamrocks. A turnover. St. Cecilia comes back. Hamburger over to Cesar Tino for three. Shot good. Hamburger gets the assist. Cesar Tino gets the three ball. He's got 5 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia now leads by a score of 35-22. Here's a SCOTUS back with the ball. Brady Vancura at the top of the key to Onuka. Down at the baseline. Spenner shot up and in. A three-pointer by Josh Spenner. He has now got 7 points in the ball game here for SCOTUS. And the Shamrocks back to within 10, 35-25. We're down to a minute and 10 seconds to play. Matt Stirrup on the high post sends it down the lane. It's going to be mishandled here by Scope. Turnover number 7 on St. Cecilia. Vancouver runs her back the other way. Coast to coast. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he draws a personal foul. And Vancouver will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be whistled on Chase Bassett. That's going to be his first. The first foul on Bassett. This will be team foul number 4 on the Blue Hawks. And Vancouver goes to the free throw line here for Columbus SCOTUS. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. A couple of three-pointers. And a two-point field goal. Now he misses a free throw. He's now 0-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. Vancouver is a 67% foul shooter coming in here, averaging 13.7 points per ball game and 3.6 rebounds per game. 35-25, St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot is up there, is good, so Vancouver hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Shamrocks back to within 9 points now at 35-26. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Here's Tim Skoke with the ball down the right sideline. Skoke comes back out to Hamburger. Now to Chase Bassett, right side, dribble penetration. He's double-teamed, gets the ball away. Down in the corner, here's a long-range dumper by Skoke. That's going to be no good. Rebound, Cesar Tino, follow shot, good. Cesar grabs the offensive board and a putback just to the left of the basket. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia now leading by 11. It is 37-26. Here's Brady Vancouver again for Columbus SCOTUS. Over to Ryan Onuka. Onuka now to Sockett, who's into the ball game. Sackett dribbling with the ball over on the right sideline now. They get it to Ryan Onuka. We're down to 17 seconds to go. Out between the rings, Brady Vancouver out near the 10-second line. Vancouver gets into the hands of Onuka. St. Cecilia is in the man-to-man as Bassett comes out to meet him. There's a feed down on the baseline. There's a long-range jumper by Bolte that's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball with 1.2 seconds remaining. 1.2 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Tim Skoke comes on the near sideline to Hamburger. He launches one up from backcourt. It's off of the mark, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Boys high school basketball action here tonight. St. Cecilia in control in the Centennial Conference Tournament. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 37 and Columbus SCOTUS 26.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth quarter underway here as Columbus SCOTUS has got the opening possession. The Shamrocks are trailing in the ball game by 11. It is 37-26. The winner moves on to the second round of the Centennial Conference Tournament tomorrow night at Lincoln Christian. At a time to be determined when all the results are finished here tonight. Derek Lahm has got the ball. Goes down in the corner on the left side to Onuka. He tries. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Onuka takes that one from the left corner toward the basket, and he is fouled on a play here by Hamburger. Bill picks up his third. And now Ryan Onuka goes to the free throw line here for Columbus Scotus. 37-26, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. As Ryan Onuka goes to the free throw line, 2 of 2 so far tonight. His shot is up there. That one dances around the rim and falls off. No good. He'll get one more. He's a 72% foul shooter on the season. Scotus is a team hitting 68% of their free throws, 36% from the field, and 27% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. It's good by Onuka. He has now got 5 points in the ballgame. The St. Cecilia lead is now 10 points again. 37-27. It was 26-16 at halftime. St. Cecilia pretty well maintained that 10-point lead throughout that entire third quarter. So the Hawks now working with the ball here in the fourth and final quarter, down to 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in this one. Here's a Chase Bassett with the ball. Sends it down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Now on the wing to Hamburger. Back down to Cesar. Takes the three-pointer. His shot rims off. No good. Rebound Stirrup for St. Cecilia. Stirrup hammers the ball down low. It's going to be deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Van Kura of Columbus Scotus. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 7:05 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 37-27. Hawks have the lead. Cesar Tino. Now to Chase Bassett. His two-handed pass is going to be deflected. It is loose on the floor. It's finally going to be picked up by Bassett. Back out here in three-point territory. To Tim Skok. Now to Hamburger. Back to Bassett. Bounce pass on the right side. On the wing to Skok. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Hamburger takes the ball down on the baseline on the dribble. Back out to Chase Bassett. To Cesar Tino. To Hamburger in the corner again. Phil Hamburger dribbling the ball. Brings it up high on the wing on the left side of the lane. Now to Tim Skok. Entry pass to get it to Cesar Tino. He backs it out of here. Now to Chase Bassett. Back out here in the three-point territory. Bassett comes over here to Hamburger. A pass right side of the lane. This Stirrup. His cross-court pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Derek Lom. Here come the Shamrocks back the other way. It's Spinner with the ball out here in three-point territory. Spinner circles around, takes it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Flips out here to Ryan Onuka. His three-pointer is put up there good. Ryan Onuka hits the three ball. He's got 8 points in the ball game. And now Scotus has got the lead to 7 points. 37-30 is the score with 6 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Chapman Gym. And now we got a timeout, St. Cecilia. Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 37, Columbus Scotus 30.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We are at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia holding on to a 37-30 advantage over Columbus Scotus. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that blue is coming up. April 9th. Hamburger will play things in for St. Cecilia. They get it into a Matt Kissinger. Columbus Scotus stays with his zone defense. Kissinger goes down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Inside down to Stirrup. Back out to Tino. Tino now to Mike Hannon. Over to Kissinger on the wing on the right side. He gives it up here to Hamburger. There's a feed to Mike Hannon again, right side of the lane. St. Cecilia is spreading the floor. Now down in the corner, Cesar for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. And a rebound comes down to Columbus Scotus. That's Bolte with the ball. The rebound there for Scotus. He dribbles the ball right to the 10-second line and then gets rid of it. Onuka has got it now. So now Scotus can cut the lead. It's 37-30. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 7 points. Scotus with the ball. Back out on top. Here's a Bolte. His shot is up there. That one rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to Hannon. Hannon gets it now to Kissinger. Rather to a Hamburger. Hamburger brings it into the offensive scoring zone. That is Cesar Tino on the wing on the left side. Back out to Hamburger. Hamburger goes on the high post, now to Stirrup. Down in the corner again. Cesar Tino to Hamburger. Back to Cesar for three. Shot is up there. He hits that one. Cesar Tino now in double figures. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. And the Hawks back out to a 10-point lead And now we got a whistle here in backcourt. Down for St. Cecilia back here is Kissinger. Matt Kissinger holding his right shoulder, and he is injured on the play there for St. Cecilia. And the timeout is called here, an injury timeout with 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. So it's going to be Kissinger coming to the sideline now for head coach Kevin Asher. So Matt Kissinger goes down there for St. Cecilia. And now Joel Groffel is going to come in for the Blue Hawks. Groffel seeing, I think this is his first playing time. He had a football injury. That got a broken arm last game of the football season during the state championship ball game. He's been on the mend ever since. And Joel Groffel now comes into the ball game for the first time for the 2010-2011 season, replacing the injured Matt Kissinger. So it's 40-30, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead. Groffel wearing some bandage on that left wrist as he plays here. There's a pass through the fingertips of Lom, and the ball's going to be picked out of there. A turnover on Columbus Scotus. They couldn't handle the pass, and now St. Cecilia's got it. The sixth turnover on Columbus Scotus here in the ballgame. So now Hamburger has got it. Back into the offensive scoring zone. The Caesar Tino, Mike Cannon. Here's Groffel on the wing on the right side. Hammers it inside to Zach Stirrup. They work it back around to the left side of the lane. Angling in from the wing is going to be Hamburger. Shot is up there. It's no good. Hamburger gets his own rebound. Down to Stirrup at the free throw line. Stirrup, two-handed pass down in the corner again. That's going to be Caesar Tino, and he was out of bounds. He receives the ball deep in that left corner, and he was standing out of bounds. So the Hawks turn it over for the ninth time here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia is still with a 10-point lead. It's 40-30 over Columbus Scotus. The winner will get Lincoln Christian tomorrow night in Lincoln. Here's Columbus Scotus with the ball, and now we've got a timeout. Jeff Oduka, the head coach for Columbus Scotus, wants to talk things over. We'll take a break with 4 minutes and 1 second to play here in the fourth quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 40, Columbus Scotus 30.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
4 minutes and 1 second to play here in the basketball game. It's 40-30. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead. So Scotus will inbound the basketball. Derek Lom will play things in. To Ryan Onuka. Onuka with his left hand brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Comes over to Derek Lom. Lom on the wing. On the left side for Scotus. He comes out to a spinner now. Spinner trying to penetrate there against Caesar Tino and can't do it. Here's a spinner down the lane now. Bounce pass down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Bolte. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger has got it for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks have a 10-point lead. It is 40-30. Here's a Mike Hannon. Hannon comes out here to a Phil Hamburger, holds the ball, comes back to Hannon, lobs the ball inside to Stirrup with his back to the basket. He's double-teamed. Stirrup working hard. He jump pass down here to Hamburger. Shot is up there. It's no good, and we got a foul called. So Stirrup, again, had to give it up. Phil Hamburger is slicing into the lane. He draws a personal foul. It's going to go on to Bolte. That's going to be his third. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Phil Hamburger. So Hamburger goes to the free throw line. His first shot is up there. That one is no good. He's now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Hamburger has got 10 points in a basketball game. St. Cecilia is still leading by 10 points. It is 40-30. There's the next shot. It's up there. It is good. So Hamburger hits 1 out of 2. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. So it's now 41-30. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a feed down to the baseline. Contact made again. Ryan Onuka goes down, and a foul is going to be called. Going to go in St. Cecilia, and Onuka is going to go to the free throw line. Joel Groffel picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead. It is 41-30. So Ryan Onuka goes to the free throw line. He's got 8 points so far in the ball game. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Onuka will toe the mark here for Scotus. His shot is up there, and that one is around the rim and down. He'll get one more. Ryan Onuka now with 9 points in the ballgame. He scored 15 the last time these two teams played when Scotus beat St. Cecilia to begin the season 40-35. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It is around the rim, and it falls down through the hole. So Ryan Onuka now with 10 points in the ball game, 41-32. There's a nice pass by Stirrup as he goes down low to Hamburger, and his shot is up and in. Hamburger now with 13 points in the basketball game. And now we've got a whistle out here. And we've got a foul on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be the fourth foul on Hamburger. That's going to be team foul number, seven on St. Cecilia here in the second half. 43-32, 2:51 to play in the basketball game. Brady Van Kerr to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is good as he rings the gong. He is now 2 out of 4 from the stripe tonight. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 43-33. St. Cecilia is still with a 10-point lead. That was the halftime margin. Here's the next shot. It's good by Van Kerr. 43-34. Here's Hamburger down the near sideline. Comes out to Stirrup. Stirrup brings it back to Hamburger here on the near side. And now Columbus Scotus has gone to a man-to-man defense. There's Mike Hannon with the ball. Free throw line extended to the left side. Hannon dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory as he works against Derek Lom. Hannon retreats. And now we've got a timeout called here from head coach Kevin Asher. So St. Cecilia calls the timeout with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 43 and Columbus Scotus 34.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia looking for their 11th win of the season here tonight, trying to hang on. 43-34 is the score. The Blue Hawks have the advantage. St. Cecilia will play things in off of the near side. They go to Hamburger in the backcourt. Hamburger races the ball into the offensive zone against Onuka, and an offensive foul is going to be called here. Joel Graffel is whistled with an illegal screen trying to free Hamburger on the drive, so that's going to be the second personal foul called on Groffel. And now Columbus Scotus still with some time here, gang. We still got just a few ticks past 2 minutes. 43-34, St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. There's a Derek Lom with the ball deep in the corner to Onuka. Onuka over Groffel. His shot's going to be no good from three. An air ball, and the rebound comes down to Mike Hannon. Hannon comes back the other way for St. Cecilia. Now gets into the hands of Hamburger, races the ball across the midcourt stripe. He's double-teamed, goes over to Hannon on the wing. Hannon, rainbow pass, comes over here to the right side of the lane to Zach Stirrup. Back out to Hamburger, now down in the baseline to Groffel. He falls down with it, but gets it into the hands now of a Stirrup. Sends a pass inside the lane to Hannon, and a foul is going to be called. A foul called here on Columbus Scotus. It's going to go on Spenner. That's going to be his second. If St. Cecilia wins this ball game, we will be with the Hawks tomorrow in Lincoln in the second round of the tournament. They'll take on Lincoln Christian tomorrow night at a time to be determined later on this evening. We'll also have the Hastings High Adams Central girls basketball game for you tomorrow night on ESPN 1550 KICS. 7:30 for the pregame, 7:45 for the tip. Here's Hamburger down to Stirrup, and he's going to be hit on the play, and he's going to be fouled. And Zach Stirrup will go to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. A minute and 42 seconds to play. They're in the basketball game. It's 43-34. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Scotus. That's going to be their fifth team foul on Scotus. And going to the free throw line will be Stirrup. He's got 8 points so far tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. Stirrup, a 51% foul shooter in the season. He's now 28 out of 53 from the free throw line this season, averaging 11 points and 7.3 rebounds per game. Here comes the next shot from Stirrup. It's up there. It is around the rim, and it goes down through the hole. It's now 45-34. It's an 11-point lead for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's the ball. It's going to be poked away from Spenner, but a foul is going to be called on Cesar Tino. So Tino picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Blue Hawks. So going to the free throw line now for Columbus Scotus. Josh Spenner, he's got 7 points in the ball game thus far. Spenner with a couple of field goals, and he's hit a three-point field goal as well. Spenner's first free throw of the night is up there and in. Spenner just a 37% foul shooter on the season. He is now 7 out of 17 from the foul line this year. So that makes the score 45 to 35. We're down to a minute and 35 seconds to play. Here comes the next shot by Spenner. It's going to be short. The rebound comes down to Hannon, but he loses the ball out of bounds. Hannon came down with the rebound, but just lost it out of bounds underneath the basket there. So Scotus will play things in. It is a 10-point ball game, 45 to 35. And now Scotus will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. The 10th turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game. They get it to Spenner down there in the corner. Back out on top. That's a Bolte with the ball. Drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good over Stirrup. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touch there by Scotus. Lam was the last to touch it down there for the Shamrocks. So now St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. A minute and 24 seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Columbus Scotus, 45 to 35 here in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. And now Hamburger is going to be fouled here in backcourt by Josh Spenner. The third foul on Spenner. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Scotus. So St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. We're down to a minute and 22 seconds to play. As a stirrup will get things in, the Hamburger, and he's grabbed going down the far sideline by Onuka. Ryan Onuka picks up his third personal foul. And now that's going to send Hamburger to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Hamburger has got 13 points in the ball game tonight. He's 3 out of 5 from the foul line. Hamburger leading the way again for St. Cecilia in scoring here this evening. He'll have a 1-1 situation here, but now Columbus Scotus wants to call a timeout. Scotus calls a timeout. 1 minute and 20 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 45, Columbus Scotus 35.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
45 to 35. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. We'll get you the coach's post-game show, and then we'll get out of here for the night for high school basketball. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Hamburger. So it's still a 10-point ball game, 45 to 35. Running back the other way is going to be Van Currick. Drives all the way to the basket. His shot is good, but it won't count a traveling violation. Van Currick calling for the extra steps on the drive-in. That's going to be 7 turnovers now on Columbus Scotus in the ball game. And it will be Stirrup inbounding the ball here in backcourt with a minute and 13 seconds to play. Out of Matt Kissinger, and he's going to be fouled into play here in backcourt. So Kissinger now goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Vancouver picks up the personal foul for Scotus. That's going to be his second. So now Matt Kissinger to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia. So far, Kissinger has got 4 points in the ball game. A couple of field goals for Matt. As he eyes the bucket, the shot is up there. It's good. So Kissinger hits a free throw. He's a 51% foul shooter in the season. And he'll have one more shot here. It's in the air, and the shot is good. So Kissinger hits a pair. That makes the score 47 to 35. There's a long-range jumper by Van Kerr. Good, a three-pointer off of the right sideline. Brady Van Kerr has now got 14 points in the basketball game. And now we got a timeout here from Scotus. A minute and 2 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 47, Columbus Scotus 38.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we got word that if the Lincoln Christian girls win tonight, the Hastings St. Cecilia game tomorrow at Lincoln Christian will be at 6. If the Lincoln Christian girls lose tonight, then the boys will play at 7:45. So we'll have to wait until all the scores get in later on tonight. If St. Cecilia can hang on here. Next round of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament from Lincoln Christian tomorrow night. And either way, we'll have the game for you tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. As we'll follow the Hawks to Lincoln. 47-38, St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Now we're going to have a foul call as they get it into the hands of Mike Hannon. So Hannon now goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. We're down to 61 seconds to play in this ball game. This one is lagging on here as Columbus Scotus has been forced to foul. That's 19 fouls now on Scotus, so this is still a one-and-one situation for Hannon. He's got 2 points in the ball game tonight, a 57% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there and in. So St. Cecilia with a win here tonight would go to 11 wins and 4 losses on the season. Columbus Scotus would go to 6-9. St. Cecilia getting a little revenge here on that season-opening 40-35 loss to the Shamrocks. 49-38. It's an 11-point lead. And Scotus has got the ball again. Here's a long-range jumper by Lom. Put up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kissinger. Kissinger trying to get away. Now he's double-teamed, and the foul is going to be called here in backcourt. And Kissinger now goes back to the free-throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia. So either 6 or 7:45 tomorrow night in Lincoln for Hastings St. Cecilia. And either 6 or 6:30 for Hastings St. Cecilia's girls basketball team. They'll play the winner of tonight's game between Bergen and Lincoln Lutheran. That game will be back here at the Chapman Gym at either 6 or 6:30, depending on which team wins. Shot from the free throw line by Kissinger is going to be no good. We'll sort all this out tomorrow for you. As a Centennial basketball tournament, Centennial Conference basketball tournament runs all the way through Saturday with the championship games. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Kissinger now with 7 points in the basketball game. 50-38, St. Cecilia by 12. Here's Lom for three. It's off of the front iron, no good. Rebound Hannon, and he's fouling the play. And now Mike Hannon will trot to the line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Van Kura for Columbus Scotus. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia, Mike Hannon. 4 points in the ball game. He'll have two shots now as Scotus is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Shot is up there. It is good. That makes the score 51-38. St. Cecilia led at halftime 26-16. Scotus got it down to 7 points at one point. So that's as close as it got. Second shot is up there. It is good. Now Zach Stewart comes out of the ballgame. Tim Stoke comes in. 52-38. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. Here in the basketball game, we're down to 40 seconds to play. Van Kura dribbles to the top of the three-point circle, throws up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected, and the ball brought down by Skok on the baseline, and he's fouled in the play. Skok trying to dribble out of there, is fouled in the play, and he'll go to the free-throw line now. So the personal foul goes on Ryan Onuka. He just fouled out of the ball game. Onuka leads with 10 points. He had 2 in the first half and came back with 8 more in the second half, so Onuka is gone. With 33.7 seconds to play. Again, coming up after the ball game tonight, we'll name a player of the game. We'll get you a coach's post-game show as Kevin Asher will join us. So we'll get set for the next round of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tomorrow night in Lincoln. Tim Skok to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Shot is up there, rims off, no good. Skok has had a tough time from the free throw line this season. He entered the ball game tonight 2 out of 7 from the line for 28%. He misses this one. Here comes the next one from Skok. It's up there and hits the front iron and dances off of the right side. No good. So the score remains at 52-38 as Skok misses a pair of free throws. Here's Van Kura with the ball now for Columbus Scotus. They get it to the near side to Lom, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to the left baseline to Zach Christensen. He lost it out of bounds. So Columbus Scotus with their 8th turnover of the ball game. Here comes Joel Groffel back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Chase Bassett. 52-38. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here comes Cesar Tino into the ball game now for Mike Hannon. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball as they get it to a Kevin Ryan, who's into the contest for the first time. Kevin Ryan approaching the 10-second line. 16 seconds to go. Ryan gets it into the offensive zone now to Simon Ostrander as he holds the ball out here just past the 10-second line, and this one is going to be over. 8 seconds. Clock is running here. Ostrander just watches the clock tick down. St. Cecilia going to win it here tonight The St. Cecilia Bluehawks open up the Centennial Conference basketball tournament with a 14-point win over Columbus Scotus. So St. Cecilia will move on to the second round of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. They will play tomorrow night at either 6 or 7:45 in Lincoln against Lincoln Christian. We'll have the game for you either way here on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia girls will play here tomorrow night at either 6 or 6:30. And again, that will be determined later on tonight when all the scores get in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. But St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. The final score, the Blue Hawks 52 and Columbus Scotus 38. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Columbus Scotus. The final score 52-38. The Hawks jumped out to the early lead 19-7 at the end of the first quarter. It was 26-16 at halftime. The Hawks continue to lead throughout much of the third quarter, 37-26 after three. Columbus Scotus made a little bit of a run early in the fourth quarter, got it down to 7 points at one point, 37-30, but that's as close as it got. And St. Cecilia goes on to win tonight by 14, 52-38. St. Cecilia is now 11-4 in the season. Columbus Scotus will drop to 6 wins and 9 losses. St. Cecilia moves on to the second round of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tomorrow night at Lincoln Christian. They'll play at either 6 or 7:45, depending on the results of the tournament here tonight. St. Cecilia getting 13 points in the ball game this evening from Phil Hamburger. Also in double figures, Cesar Tino. He had 10 points. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Zach Stirrup finishes with 8. Matt Kissinger had 7 points. Mike Hannon had 6. Ryan Sheehy had 4. Chase Bassett had 2. St. Cecilia with 10 turnovers in the basketball game. And they were 12 out of 18 from the free throw line. Scotus hit 10 out of 15 from the charity stripe tonight. Unofficially, they had 8 turnovers in the contest. They were led by Brady Van Kura. He scores 14 points in the ball game. Van Kura had 5 in the first half and 9 more in the second half. Ryan Onuka finishes with 10 points. Josh Spenner had 8. Derek Lom had 5 points, and Alex Bolte had 1. That is it for Columbus Scotus. They put 38 points on the scoreboard tonight. They lose to Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 52-38. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and also the coaches' postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill. If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Yeah, the Hawks win it here tonight over Columbus Scotus by a score of 52-38. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Here the Hawks putting two players in double figures tonight. Phil Hamburger, 13 points. Cesar Tino finishes with 10. Zach Stirrup had a handful of assists here tonight. Bushel basket full of rebounds, and Stirrup finishes with 8 points in the ball game. Matt Kissinger had 7. All candidates for our Player of the Game, and we'll come back and name a winner right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Phil Hamburger. He's been Mr. Consistency for the Blue Hawks as of late. Hamburger coming up with 5 field goals in the ball game. He was 3 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. He leads the Blue Hawks in scoring tonight. He finishes with 13 points in the ball game. Phil Hamburger, our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Hastings St. Cecilia, as the Blue Hawks take care of Columbus Scotus here tonight in the opening round of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Final score of 52-38. The Hawks led it from basically the tip-off tonight. St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus, they seesawed throughout the first couple of minutes of the ball game, but St. Cecilia finally got out to an 8-5 advantage with about 3 minutes to play. Led 19-7 at the end of the first quarter, 26-16 at halftime, 37-26 after three quarters, and they go on to win tonight by a score of 52-38. So the Blue Hawks are now 11-4 on the season. They will move on to the second round of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament tomorrow night. They will play in Lincoln against Lincoln Christian. Columbus Scotus drops to 6 wins and 9 losses. As head coach Kevin Asher joins us on the postgame show. And, Coach, you're not drawing nearly as much attention as Coach Pelini out in the center of the court here, but congratulations on the win.
No, I'm not, and I probably never will. So that's fine with me. He can have all that, and that's why he makes the big dollars.
Yeah.
It was a good win. Like this, everybody says, you win by 14 points over a conference foe. you know, and it wasn't easy. Columbus SCOTUS has really honed in on what they wanted to do. They got the ball to the people they wanted to shoot the ball, and their defense was just, you know, just tough enough to make us think. And anytime you're thinking as a basketball player, sometimes you're not playing very well. And once in a while, you know, you miss a shot or you think, should I have cut here? Well, we're just a little bit out of sync offensively, but I thought our defense was just good enough to get us the win.
Yeah, really, the game was won in the first quarter. You guys jumped out to the 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter, actually a 12-point lead at 19-7, and just kind of kept it there, 8 to 12 to 13 points.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that after going to Aquinas and doing the same thing. We talked about kids. We got to, you know, try to get more consistent in the middle quarters and then put a team away. But, you know, they weren't going to go away easy. And, you know, increasing your lead at that point, you know, is what you want as a coach. But I don't know. You got to really shoot the ball well against a zone. And let's be honest, we aren't out there, you know, just we don't have five guys on the floor at all times that can shoot it. And they did a good job on Zach, you know, taking him away in the low post. You know, we need to maybe find him a little bit better angles at the basket. But I thought, you know, if you don't just shoot it really well, you're not, then the possessions are limited in that type of deal. So, hopefully our kids will get better against a zone. I don't think we'll see one tomorrow night. We're kind of geared for man-to-man, and that helps, you know, our situation going to tomorrow.
I thought Zach passed the ball exceptionally well out of the post tonight.
You're right. He's an excellent passer. He's got, you know, average between 3 and 4 assists a game. And, you know, anytime you can get a big guy that can see cutters and things like that, or the backside skip or something like that, that really helps us. So, you know, when we moved him around a little bit, we told him to look for cutters, and he's always looking for people. He's probably as good a passer as anything in his whole arsenal.
So with that zone defense, the guys had to step up from outside, and like you said, we just had to be very, very patient offensively against this zone tonight.
Yeah, we did. We had to be patient. We had to be patient and aggressive are two things that, you know, you just kind of don't put those two words together, but that's what you want as a coach. You want to be patient with your shot selection, but you want to be aggressive passing the basketball and trying to get into the gaps. One or two intelligent dribbles against the zone is what we teach, and try to go north-south so that you can do a great job of getting into those seams and drawing a double team and then kicking it. But, you know, the zone was just good enough to throw our whole offense just off, and we thought we'd see zone or junk, and we tried to prepare for it, but sometimes you shoot better in practice, and then you get in a game and you miss a couple shots, and all of a sudden you start thinking a little bit.
Defensively, I thought we did a good job on the other end of the floor as well.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job. I thought, you know, they've got about 3 or 4 sets that they really do a nice job of with, and, you know, we had to chase their shooters, and they shot in rhythm pretty well. You know, I don't know. They've shot the ball really well on film, too, so they're playing good basketball. They play good competition. They've got a lot better since the first game, and we've gotten a lot better.
So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over SCOTUS 52-38. Just got word. You'll play Lincoln Christian now tomorrow night in the second round of this tournament at 7:45 tomorrow night in Lincoln. So now we go back-to-back with prospects of a couple of more games later on this week, but you got the first one out of the way, and this sometimes is usually the toughest one.
Yeah, it is, and it's a difficult task. I think we're 5-0 in the last 2 years against Lincoln Christian. You know, they played us tough at their place the first match this year. You know, we've got to go in there, and they're going to be definitely ready. Going on the road, it'll challenge us, but you know, I think our kids will step up. They're great competitors, and hopefully, you know, we've got the right focus going in there, and I think they realize the situation they're going into. It'll be a loud atmosphere, and their kids will be ready
on their floor too.
Yeah, exactly. We played there a lot, though. That's one good thing, is we've been in that gym quite a bit here lately, so it really shouldn't have much effect on the game.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Blue Hawks win it tonight 52-38. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
So, again, Hastings St. Cecilia will play Lincoln Christian tomorrow night, 7:45 in Lincoln. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:30 tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. The St. Cecilia girls will play Archbishop Bergen tomorrow night at 6:30 here at the Chapman Gymnasium. So, again, St. Cecilia leads this baby at all the stops, 19-7 at the end of the first quarter, 26-16 at halftime, 37-26 after three, and St. Cecilia wins at 52-38. St. Cecilia now 11-4 on the season. Columbus Scotus drops to 6 wins and 9 losses. A reference to Bo Pelini. Bo and Barney Cotton, the offensive line coach for the Nebraska football team, was in attendance at the ball game here tonight watching their latest recruit in Zach Stirrup from St. Cecilia. He'll be signing officially with the Huskers coming up on February 2nd. So Coach Pelini and Coach Cotton got to see Zach Stirrup in the ball game here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia in his battle with Columbus Scotus. That'll wrap things up from the Chapman Gymnasium here this evening. For 1230 KHIS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.